while doing research for this video, I was expecting to find that the devotion to the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady had originated with St. Bridget of Sweden. And to be honest, I am biased towards St. Bridget. She's one of my favorite saints. And there are a lot of websites that give St. Bridget full credit for the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady. But it seems to me that the Seven Sorrows of Mary, as we know them today, started with the Servite Order. In Florence, Italy, seven men of noble birth left the city seeking solitude on Mount Cenario, formed a community, and dedicated their lives to prayer and penance. They all had a strong devotion to Our Lady. On Good Friday in 1239, while they were meditating on Our Lord's Passion and Our Lady's sufferings, Our Lady appeared to the seven holy men and revealed to them her wish for them to form an order dedicated to practicing and promoting the devotion to her sorrows. These men became the founders of the religious order of the Servants of Mary, or the Servites, and they are all canonized saints today. The Servites would say seven Our Fathers and seven Hail Marys for each of Our Lady's seven sorrows, meditating on each sorrow. This would later evolve into one Our Father and seven Hail Marys for each sorrow while meditating. This became known as the Servite Chaplet or Rosary, and is commonly known as the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows of Mary. And by the way, if I get some of this history wrong, I do apologize. I didn't really have enough time to thoroughly exhaust the research on this, but I went ahead and made the video because, in my opinion, what's important is the devotion itself and the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady, which are the prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus in the Temple of Jerusalem, the meeting of Mary and Jesus on his way to the cross, Mary standing at the foot of the cross, Jesus being taken down from the cross, and the burial of Jesus. Almost 100 years after Our Lady appeared to the Servites, she appeared to St. Bridget saying, "No matter how numerous a person's sins may be, if he turns to me with a sincere purpose of amendment, I am prepared to receive him graciously and do not regard the number of his sins he has committed, but look only upon the disposition with which he comes to me, because I am called and I am in truth the Mother of Mercy." Our Lady told St. Bridget that all who pray daily seven Hail Marys while meditating on her seven sorrows, so that's one Hail Mary for each sorrow while meditating, she will grant peace to their families. They will be enlightened about the divine mysteries. She says, "I will console them in their pains and I will accompany them in their work. I will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of my divine Son or the sanctification of their souls. I will defend them in their spiritual battles with the infernal enemy, and I will protect them at every instant in their lives. I will visibly help them at the moment of their death. They will see the face of their mother. I have obtained the grace from my divine Son that those who propagate this devotion to my tears and dolors will be taken directly from this earthly life to eternal happiness, since all their sins will be forgiven and my Son will be their eternal consolation and joy." St. Alphonsus Liguori testifies to complimentary revelations given by our Lord to St. Elizabeth of Hungary in his discourse, where our Lord further promises four special graces to those dedicated to the sufferings of his mother. They are: 1. Those who before death invoke the Blessed Mother in the name of her sorrows should obtain true contrition for their sins. 2. That he would protect in their tribulations all who remember this devotion, and that he would protect them especially at the hour of death. 3. That he would impress upon their minds the remembrance of his passion, and that they should have their reward for it in heaven. 4. That he would commit such devout clients to the hands of Mary, so that she might obtain for these souls all the graces she wanted to lavish upon them. Now, according to Father Ripperger, this fourth favor of our Lord means that we can commit loved ones to Our Lady of Sorrows, and she will lavish them with graces to live better lives. Devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows was very popular in the Middle Ages, but has died out throughout modern times. Our Lady appeared to Marie-Claire Mukungango, one of the Kibeho visionaries, requesting a return of the faithful to praying the Seven Sorrows Rosary, giving additional promises. One, with the recitation of the Seven Sorrows Rosary, the hardest hearts shall change if you pray it for yourself or for others. Two, by the recitation of the Seven Sorrows Rosary, you shall be freed from obsessions and addiction. Three, this rosary, when said from the heart, it will win us true repentance for our sins and free our souls from the guilt and remorse. 4. Those who say it often, especially recommended by Our Lady to Marie Claire on Tuesdays and Fridays, shall obtain clear understanding of their weaknesses and flaws, causing them to sin, and those things we don't like about ourselves and thought were a part of our character shall change. 5. You shall obtain whatever you ask for through this rosary, praying this rosary from the heart. 6. More than ever, the world needs the Seven Sorrows Rosary. So as you can see, there are a lot of promises from our Lord and our Lady to those who practice devotion to the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Now, I don't want to go into detail for each sorrow, but I do want to take a look at the first sorrow, the prophecy of Simeon. When Saint Joseph and Our Lady took Jesus to the temple after his birth, as prescribed by Jewish law, Saint Simeon said to Our Lady, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." According to Father Ripperger, this means that the true motives or agendas of individuals can be laid out or made manifest by practicing the Seven Sorrows devotion for the purpose of their reveal. And I can give you a concrete example of this. A few years ago, my oldest daughter was dating a man who, at first, we thought was great, but later learned otherwise. We noticed that he was cutting her off from her friends and family. First it was her friends, then she quit her job to work for his aunt and cut all ties with her former coworkers. Then it was her brother. Over something that was said that wasn't too out of line, but this man made it out to be bigger than it was and refused to forgive my son. My wife and I confronted this man about it. I expressed my concerns that he was trying to isolate my daughter from her family, which turned his attention to me, and I had to go, which never really took with my daughter, but given enough time, it might have. Remembering what Father Ripperger had said, I said seven Hail Marys and meditated on the seven sorrows of Our Lady so that his true intentions would become clear to my daughter, because she couldn't see it. One night, a few days later, he became very abusive with her, not physically, but as she put it, he would wake her up every hour or so, screaming in her face, calling her all kinds of names. They were cohabitating. They broke up, she moved out, and she got her own place. But within a couple of months, they had decided to get back together. So I did it again. And the next day, she got in a really bad car accident. She broke her arm and fractured her neck. No permanent damage, she's not paralyzed or anything, but she needed someone to take care of her for the next few months. He sent her a breakup email while she was in the hospital, saying that it wouldn't be fair to him to have to take care of her for the next few months. Of course, after 6 months or so later, after she had fully recovered, he tried to get into her head again, but she had had enough, and she told him to get lost. She has since married a very good man. Sometimes it feels like God is not doing anything. We pray and pray, and it seems to go nowhere. But we don't know what God's doing behind the scenes. But when things get really serious and you call on God, sometimes he'll push you off the train tracks, breaking your arm, to keep you from getting run over by the train that you cannot see coming at you. So practice the devotion to the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Commend those people in your life who have fallen away to the Seven Sorrows of Mary, and you will be amazed at the results. Until my next video, God bless.